Hey folks, so this is Porik here from the Home Coach Podcast. I am not joined by anybody today but myself. This is episode 24. This is going to be a review of all of the guest podcasts I've had so far in the time it's been on the go. So I've had 23 episodes. We've had 21 particular guests. Some of them have been strength and conditioning coaches. Some of them have been CrossFit coaches. Some of them have been nutrition coaches. Some of them I know very, very well, and have known for a number of years. Some of them I have never met before, and some of them are dealing with the best athletes, some of the best athletes in the world, be it in the CrossFit world or in the international scene or whatever it is. There's a huge variety of people that I've dealt with, so, and I've been able to talk to and had the pleasure and the good fortune to have talked to. So in this one, I'm going to essentially do a little bit of a quick review of some of the kind of bullet points of each of the particular guest ones. I'm going to do it in a bit of a timeline scenario. I'm going to start with Darrell Boyle, moving through all the way to Eddie Cajou, the most recent podcast guest. So I'm going to do a quick little kind of spin through them. Otherwise, it'll take me a couple of hours, and this podcast is going to be very long as it is, so hopefully not too long. But it's basically going to be a kind of number of bullet points on each of those. It'll give people a bit of a reference if they want to slow the tape down, they want to slow the audio down or up, or they speed it up. It might help you if you would like to find out a little bit about a particular episode that I've done and would like to go back and check it out for more details on the particular points that we talk about and the bullet points. So basically, I'm just going to kind of blast through a few of these and we'll see where we're at. So basically, I'll go through them as it is. So we got Darrell Boyle. Darrell Boyle owns fitbox.ie in Dublin. Fitbox is a fantastic gym in Dublin. Dara spoke about having really strong mentors, the value of a really, really strong, good gym environment and gym culture. He also spoke about the value of making sure that your breathing can be improved a lot and really digging into breathing mechanics and how they can benefit you in your general training, how having a really balanced approach depending on the context of the session is super important for most people. We talked about some really, really interesting ideas about varied cueing to ensure that quality instruction is maintained and when dealing with each individual person. Some really, really simple, super ideas there, but that's some of the most basic kind of ones from Dara's episode. Next we're on to Tom Morrison. Tom was on in the second guest episode. Tom is a fantastic coach who works in CrossFit Ferengian in Northern Ireland. Tom would have a significant mobility centered approach, and he spoke about the importance of having a really strong mobility centered approach to ensure the quality of movement in all of your dealings with your clients. He also spoke about the value of assigning homework and mobility homework to each of your clients or each of your members in a gym, whatever it is, people you will work with, so that they can really go after some of their own details and make good progress on their own. He's also a huge, huge fan of morning routines or morning joint rotations that you can assign throughout the week and different days and stuff like this. And it's really, really about building habits and building really, really good quality habits to try and reprogram the body to want to make sure that you can move well each day. For example, if you have a workout that you know is coming up and you know that it's shoulders that need improving or need a bit of more work, you can dig in a little bit more to that and you can actually prime a lot of those movements by just making sure that you're getting a little bit of extra work in on a very regular basis. And the morning time is a super, super handy time to get it. Nothing can really distract you. You can implement it into your day quite quickly, which is a really, really big help. also spoke about maintaining our scope of practice, not going into the realm too much of physios and doctors and stuff like that, and making sure that we can just inspire progress and hopefully just encourage people as much as possible. He spoke about the value of not only looking online for specialist coaches, etc., but really to look into your locality, and you may find gymnastics coaches, you may find weightlifting coaches, you may find particular sports coaches, athletics coaches, whatever it is. But utilizing those local specialist coaches is a really, really easy way and cheap way of getting fantastic knowledge without going too big into detail on it. And then his final little point was just looking into some of the consistency of warm-ups, and how if you were to implement a few days in particular of the same type of warm-up, you will definitely see big progress rather than keeping it very, very varied all the time. Sometimes one thing I've found myself definitely is that if you look towards a little bit more consistency in the warm-ups, people will get used to a little bit more of an interesting regimen, and they'll build a little bit more confidence in their own movements, and they will also learn the movements a lot easier, and you can start implementing better and interesting types of movements that will work better in the session later on during those warm-ups. He's a huge fan of Stuart McGill as well. So that's Tom Morrison. The next one we're looking at, we're going to go to Neil Laverty. Neil owns a fantastic gym in Portadown, CrossFit 8020. He would also be he's a regular CrossFit coach as much as anything else, but he would also coach one of the kind of highest level CrossFit teams in the country at the moment. CrossFit 8020, the official team there. So really, really good perspective from both the general fitness point and also the CrossFit sport. Some points you talked about here were benefits of FRC type training, and how it can be a really, really interesting direction to look in, be it in warm-ups or for just general implementation into your particular system. But also with any of those type of systems, being very, very mindful about utilizing a prescriptive approach to any of those particular systems, rather than trying to use pieces of it for your own benefit or your own client's benefit. Being very, very smart about how you implement that kind of stuff. The goal is really, when in regards to working with actual athletes and working with his team, the goal is to manage the athlete really as much as possible, rather than trying to overdo the programming, etc. Each athlete will be very, very individual in their needs, so just really trying to work with them as much as possible. The next point he looks at, we spoke about the idea of CrossFit as a quite a sport with an unknown game, which happens all the time really in CrossFit sport, that you know the sport, but the game changes on a very, very consistent basis, so it's very, very difficult to periodize for the sport of CrossFit, and it's a very big, big challenge when trying to balance the periodization appropriately throughout the season. Look also at towards some principles that are pretty timeless in sports science, so not trying to reinvent the wheel too much, and looking back into the past quite a lot helps your own sports science application whenever you're working with particularly high level athletes. And then finally, just the lifestyle consideration when programming for your general population. Most people won't not get a chance to train a huge amount, and may even underestimate the amount they actually train. So just being very conscious of that you can't put in too complicated a piece to your general programming, because it could be quite challenging to get an awful lot of buy-in. Those are some thoughts from Neil Laverty. The next one, had the pleasure of having Martin Hickey from CrossFit Cuchulainn, or Fusion Training Centre in Athlone, in with me. Martin's a fantastic dude. We spoke about the the value and enjoyment of each client's process, and how he found that so really, really enjoyable. And that can be a huge part to really help us as coaches improve or find our focus on a daily basis to really just appreciate the actual process for each client and enjoy the sight of them actually improving over a consistent kind of period of time in both mixed martial arts and also with any of his general population clients. He spoke about the value of building a very, very patient mindset to make sure that people can actually make good progress over a long period of time. So building that from the word go to have a very patient mindset is a big, big part of his ideas. Regarding his business, he was speaking quite a lot about forward thinking and the importance and appreciation of each person and making sure that their experience can be as good a quality as possible. And he's always trying to find new elements to add into his business and into his facility and into his coaching practice. And that will then also help each of the individual people once they make progress or when they make progress to open up a number of different avenues, be it nutrition wise or different types of activities that they can then really build upon their own, their fitness that they've obtained. That was a fantastic episode. So that's Martin's. I was then joined by Dr. Karen Coughlin, who is the owner of The Nut Coach. She's just actually opened a small little studio recently, a gym, which is fantastic. So well done to Karen. She's a nutrition coach based in the east of the country, and she does fantastic work with an Ignition nutrition group that she has on online. Spoke about a couple of different pieces here, the importance of not counting specific macros from the diet and encouraging a really, really healthy relationship with food. The value of a flexibility type approach to really make change with each individual person. So one person will prefer really, really strict details and counting macros, etc. And other people will definitely not. They'll much more appreciate a very flexible type of a situation for improving their quality of nutrition. And she's a huge, huge fan of that. The biggest thing though, I suppose, is to try and go towards a focus on sustainability in training and nutrition practices. So her idea is that if we can improve on the sustainability and really, really push in that direction towards sustainability, it will definitely make a huge, huge difference to the ease of implementation and ease of maintenance throughout all of the progress you can make. Another element would be the identification of an outcome goal, and then storing that and then focusing on behavior goals from there on in. So identifying an outcome goal with a client at the beginning, but then kind of putting it on the back burner and actually going towards identifying some of the key parts of that, then bringing it back towards behavior goals as much as possible is a huge, huge part. It's going to make it an awful lot easier to make big, big progress in that kind of context. The one thing that I suppose on a different kind of a level there is that in a very social media oriented world, she urges people to be very, very conscious of a binge mentality, which can be very common, and it's a very, very negative mentality. So trying to go towards that sustainability again of be it nutrition or training processes is a huge, huge idea to keep an eye out for. And be very conscious of on a consistent basis. So that was Dr. Karen Coughlin. And next, I was joined by Jamie Lawler. Jamie's a fantastic coach. He owns CrossFit Swords in Dublin. Jamie has also and his partner Darina have also in the last number of years run a fantastic big competition called the Filthy 150. Really, really excellent competition. Basically, Jamie talked about a few different pieces when it comes to working with some individual clients, having a very goal-oriented approach and having a very basic kind of steady individual conversation regarding what they really want to get from their experience in the gym, and going towards their goals as much as possible. He also spoke about the value of a person understanding the movements that they are learning, rather than just going through the motions with them, which makes it really, really easy to assist their learning in the long term, and make sure that they can actually really make good progress rather than just kind of spinning in and out of the gym without making a huge amount of progress, and they won't feel as much of a part of the gym, or that they're actually really learning an awful lot and spending good quality money on that. When he spoke about the distinction between competition and general fitness in his own gym, they would have distinct separation of parameters between the competitive and the fitness programs, but also still maintaining the actual combined classes and noting the value of those. He spoke quite a bit about that, which is a really, really interesting kind of idea to go towards. I think a lot of different gyms are going that direction as well, and some others not so much, but definitely some of the other speakers that I had on, they definitely were in that kind of a mentality also. When working with any of the teenagers or any of the younger athletes, being very cognizant of a lot of different variables, be it their maturity levels, be it their energy levels, be it the other activities that they're doing, be it the environment that you're in, just being very cognizant of those variables if you're working with any particular teenagers or underage, or kind of youth athletes. And also then he spoke about some of the experiences he's had with Kelly Saresh and being able to train with Ben Bergeron and different people like that. So some really, really good ideas from Jamie there. Some really, really good stuff. And then I had one of my own co-workers, Brian Howley, who is a Galway man as well, but he works alongside myself in French Finole in Oranmore in Galway. Brian's a fantastic coach, young coach, really, really good up-and-coming coach. We spoke about a few different kind of elements. He spoke about the value of working in a regular gym, which I've experienced myself, prior to as a precursor to working in a CrossFit facility, and how it's very, very valuable because you get to spend a lot of time working with individual people, on a very quick kind of basis, so you learn quickly on the job rather than having a huge amount of time to kind of hang around with individual PTs and stuff like this, and really, really digging into huge amounts of time-consuming consultations. You're much more of a mentality towards working quite quickly with people and trying to come up with ideas of how to implement certain parts of training in a very, very short kind of notice type of a position. He has a big, big emphasis on working with people on very, very basic movements in quite a good scale back environment in one of our strength and core programs, which is a really, really great program for improving some of the easier movements to learn, making sure that they can be really, really honed in nicely before you or if you were ever to move towards the CrossFit facility or the CrossFit Pride program. Alternatively, it's still a really, really nice emphasis towards just kind of really nailing in the basic movements in quite a no pressure environment, with pieces of competition here and there, but mostly just for really, really good enjoyment and just for a good challenge. Brian's also a huge fan of just getting a lot of regular general work in, the benefits of some really, really good base level activity, be it going for jogs, going for walks, making sure that you can get some general gym activity in, is a huge, huge part of it. And then also the value of really, really good environment, and good kind of social environment to make huge, huge progress, with your fitness and with your nutrition. So that was Brian, my colleague Brian. And then I had the pleasure to talk to one of the kind of old guys of OGs of CrossFit, and huge proponent of dumbbells, and really, hugely oriented towards wellness is Michael Rutherford, from Kansas. And Michael had a huge amount of good detail in his one. Spoke about the value of dumbbells and some really good ideas on low tech equipment options and their value in implementing into a program. Also spoke about the importance of really good quality one-to-one interaction with your particular clients, be it in a wellness setting or in a fitness setting or in a psychological setting, whatever it is. But spending that time one-to-one really helps, because when it comes down to it, it's you have to take each one, each day, each hour, each individual battle as its own, and that's all you can kind of deal with. So you'll have to actually work with the person on a one-to-one basis with that kind of stuff. He's a huge fan of compounding, and spoke about the book called The Slight Edge, and how that the value of compounding can really make huge progress in your fitness, and in your lifestyle, because it over time will really build up a huge amount. Once you get that ball rolling, it's a big help to get you where you want to go. He's not a huge fan of huge unnecessary creativity in the CrossFit space or in the training space in general. A lot of the time, the simplicity of or as Craig Glassman talks about, the elegance of the programming can be in the simplicity and the steadiness of it, rather than too much mad stuff and too much creativity. So that's an important part also. And then he spoke a good bit also about the need to understand and really appreciate the impact of stress on people and on their ability to actually really make huge progress, depending on what their current stress levels are like. I spoke about heart rate variability and the different types of stress that people will be undergoing. So in that episode, it was a really good insight into a lot of those points. And then I had a real pleasure to talk to Jordan Syatt, who is a multiple world record powerlifter, a really fantastic science-based coach. But he's also worked with some fantastic people. Eric Cressy currently is Gary Vaynerchuk, the phenomenal entrepreneur's personal trainer. Really down to earth, smart guy. So I had a really good chat with him. He spoke about meeting the client where they're at, and really just making sure that you can actually get to their level, and find out what they really need. Spoke about ensuring that patience with any of your interactions, be it with your clients or with your other coaches, or with your high level clients or whatever it is, or with your business or with your training practice, having huge levels of patience will pay off definitely. Spoke about not having a big orientation towards monetary gain, making sure that you can actually really try and help people as much as possible, and the more you get the positive feedback from people, consider that as your payment. You will easily attract a lot more financial gain from that. But if you go in with a financial gain mentality, it's probably rarely going to work. Whereas if you go in with a people first mentality, you're going to have huge progress with people. Also, one of the biggest things is to try and look at towards the dumbing down, not necessarily dumbing down, but definitely making sure that you can distill information down really appropriately for people, so that they can digest it really well, and they can implement these things and these ideas about nutrition or training quite quickly, rather than overly complicating elements of it. On a business sense, and even a more kind of portrayal sense of that, we spoke about repurposing content, and it could be any number of different types of content, be it infographics, and then also displaying your value as a coach via those platforms or those methods. Be it Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is, just doing it via that. He's done a fantastic job. So that was Jordan Syatt. Next, had a fantastic chat with Stephen Kinsella. Stephen owns FSM & Bray. You just put out a really, really great, interesting video about his challenging times over the last couple of years, the last year or so, and a bit more. And Stephen's a fantastic coach. That's his YouTube channel is actually FSMRX. This is his own podcast. It's fantastic stuff. Basically, we spoke about his brilliant kids program, who he's associated with Brand X, which is Jeff and Mickey Martin, a really, really great couple who are were part of the CrossFit scene for a long, long time, and built the CrossFit Kids program from the ground up. He spoke about some of the different parts, different areas of the kids program that he implements, and some really, really interesting ideas on that, and how they have a huge emphasis on the importance of mechanics and the value of really, really good mechanics built into teaching the kids, and how that can make a huge difference later on in their training life. He spoke about his fantastic nutrition program that he has implemented. And it's a really, really straightforward kind of traffic lights program. It's a fantastic one. So he speaks about that a good bit, and then also how his change of I suppose change of business approach a little bit, or at least asking for help and trying to really push hard in his business and make some big changes, has helped him forge his own path, and it's helped an awful lot in building in improving his business. And he speaks about having a nice broad awareness of what's going on in the market, and knowing that if certain things need to change, then they just need to change, and you can't be shy about it, and you can't be scared of it. You have to go for it. Now, Connolly, I was speaking to, and he had some really, really fantastic stuff to speak about. Niall owns CrossFit DSC in Dublin, and also they run a competition called the Capital Games. Fantastic stuff. Niall spoke about the awareness of of CrossFit sport, and the level of CrossFit sport compared to a regular fitness goer. Also spoke about the difference between the current level of CrossFit as a sport, and then also that in comparison to other regular sports, be it soccer or hurling or swimming or whatever it is, and spoke about some of the interesting parts of that, and also spoke about some of the competitors in the CrossFit orientation, and how the value of a combined class is also huge. Along with the general fitness population in his gym, he's also recommending hugely to be very open to change, when it comes to advertising, so that you can make sure you have a very broad exposure to your environment, to your audience, to make sure that you can actually get as much help out there as possible for people. And making sure that you can actually really show what you can do, and work with as many people as possible, but making sure that you can be conscious that if you have to change your wording of your ads or whatever it is, you can do that a lot. And we spoke about a number of other pieces, so that was Niall Connolly. Moving on, had Ronnie Ward. Ronnie was a fantastic guest on. Ronnie's a therapist, a movement therapist in Galway, and fantastic dude, huge personal training co personal training tr personal trainer, as well as a fantastic pain management consultant. So really, really fantastic person to chat to about this kind of stuff. And basically, we spoke about piecing together a story, about somebody's particular pain that would have been built up over a period of time, be it in conversation with doctors or physios or whatever it is. And his goal really is to try and improve, to take away the fear of whatever issues they're going through via movement, and really, really rebuilding positivity through finding what the client can do or can still do to help the body rebuild itself as much as possible. You also spoke quite a lot about just making sure that we can take care of ourselves, be it as coaches, as practitioners, so that we can definitely give our best to our clients, whichever way we're going with, be it in training or in nutrition or whatever it is in psychological or psychosocial circles. We need to try and make sure we keep ourselves organized. So that was Ronnie. Ronnie owns optimumbody.ie, so that's a fantastic website also. Moved on then to Colm O'Reilly. Colm O'Reilly, fantastic coach, owner of CrossFit Ireland, person who brought CrossFit to Ireland officially a few years back, one of the OGs as well. We spoke about the value of really nailing down your core values and your mission as a gym. And then having patience towards their development, and they will change over time. And really just asking yourself, what type of a gym do you want to own or work in? Then spoke about some of his own struggles, and then the value of meditation that he's found in recently, and improving his environment. And he spoke about Dan Harris's book, 10% Happier. And then we looked into a little bit more about the Invictus mindset, and actually being quite strategic about your mentality when it comes to the sport of CrossFit, and rather than just being dictated by the result, actually going in the direction mentally of what was your attitude, what was your effort levels like, what was your self-talk like, what was your teamwork and support like during the competition, and you can then evaluate yourself on those rather than your actual end results. So, and there's the real, real love for the sport of it. You have to try and gain that, and once you do, you'll have a hugely more beneficial experience. Also, then spoke about the enthusiasm, and really having enthusiasm as a coach for seeing the person succeed, and you have to really, really enjoy that. And then the relativity of the environment to that level of enthusiasm, making sure that you can actually try and really, really put the energy back in as often as possible to your sessions. Had a real pleasure then speaking to Hilary Reardon, or Hilary Walsh, who she is now, a fantastic CrossFit athlete and coach. Fittest woman in Ireland for a number of years. Brilliant, brilliant person to chat to. Herself and Brendan Walsh co-own Gorilla Fitness, or CrossFit Clonakilty in Cork. She spoke about some of her interests, and spoke about Julian Pino and his StrongFit principles, and how they focus on balance and an emphasis on rebalancing the physique, so that you can really pick up and improve on some areas that you would have been lacking in your own training over the past while. In a business sense, she spoke about how having really, really good strength in systems and processes has been a bit of a game changer, and it's helped a huge, huge amount in their business. But also then on pushing towards a big emphasis on actually coaching in every class, and as much as possible, rather than just cheerleading, and making sure that you can actually put yourself in the person's shoes, your client's shoes, as regularly as possible, so that you can really appreciate and understand what they're going through, every time they come into the gym. So putting yourself back in the to the coal face and really understanding what's going on with them is a huge, huge part. So that was Hillary, and that's a fantastic, fantastic episode. Next was on to Didier Bouick. Didier owns a fantastic fantastic gym in Salt Hill in Galway, DFC. Didier is a great dude, South African guy who came over here a good few years back, but huge, huge kettlebell fan, sports therapist, masseuse, the whole lot. Really, really smart dude. We spoke about the benefits of kettlebell work, and how he links them up with his sports therapy work and his sports therapy rehab work, and how they can be valuable for some people, not necessarily as valuable for certain other people, depending on their level of experience. He spoke about the value of kettlebell sport for his own development as a coach, and that's something really, really interesting to kind of look towards. And also then that the orientation towards actual body balance and flexibility, and how he's a huge, huge proponent of aiming towards improving, like Hillary, no less, making sure that balance can be maintained as much as possible within the body, and making sure that flexibility can be a huge, huge part of the training regime of everybody as much as possible. Then spoke on a kind of business sense about some of the populations that might be under utilized, be it working with a lot more youth athletes or young people, and also then working with a lot more senior or mature people over a certain age. We have an aging population in this country, and it's a huge population that can definitely need, can get some extra help. So that's some really, really interesting populations worth looking at as a potential business, and also making sure that you can give back to society in that kind of a sense. And it's Didier Bouic. Next on, I had a fantastic lady, Anne Caffrey. She works currently with Connacht Rugby as an S&C coach, works with the Mayo Ladies GAA team. Fantastically knowledgeable lady, really, really smart girl. We spoke about some really good technical stuff, as well as some kind of more general stuff. She spoke about the importance of relationship, and having a good relationship with management of a particular team, to make sure that all of the ideas that the management want implemented into the S&C arena of the team can be brought through in the correct way. Then also, she spoke about a couple of different pieces about getting her teams moving and grooving, and some really good pre-preparation work, some simple agility work, and some simple enjoyment work to get people moving and get athletes moving when they come to training at the beginning, to make sure they're really prime their system and just get them into a good mood. Making sure that the process of the actual of the season can be evaluated rather than just the product or the end product, because the strength and conditioning coach can only do so much to bring the team to the start line, so to speak, and then after that they can't do an awful lot more. So her goal is to try and just make sure that the process is as watertight as possible, and as progressive as we can make it, and that she could make it. So that's a really, really interesting idea to implement with any other teams. Another point is get the basics right, identify areas that each athlete could improve on, maybe a handful of areas, and kind of give them good ideas and good feedback on where they can really improve on, and you will get a huge amount more buy-in from them. She's quite a democratic type of style of coaching, constantly questioning and constantly looking for feedback, and trying to make sure that can be encouraged within her dealings with all of her athletes. When it comes to an online type of a persona, she recommends a huge emphasis towards quality of content and validity, rather than just putting up kind of random videos of what you think might be the appropriate exercise to do, or might be just a general S&C exercise. Being a little bit more aware of how important certain things are, and how it looks and how it can be perceived by a lot of people, especially in certain team sports and things like this. Also a big emphasis on trying to make fast athletes faster, not necessarily make slow athletes faster. That's easy enough to do, but make fast athletes already who are already fast go faster, or strong athletes actually stronger. And that's where the significant challenge is. She encourages a huge patience on implementation of any new knowledge you would gain from seminars or workshops or anything like that, and just be really mindful of putting them in the those type of ideas or new ideas in the right place, and not just chucking them in for the sake of it. Recommends a very progressive attitude from her athletes, making sure that they can, especially her youth athletes, that they can always bring a notebook with them and always make sure that they're trying to learn and pick up as much as possible, and always getting more ideas, and really, really valuable points of their training or their nutrition or their techniques that they can always really, really work towards. So that was Anne Caffrey, fantastic lady. Now move on to Ronan Brady. I had Ronan. Ronan's a great dude. It's a hard one to kind of to describe exactly, but Ronan's a fitness coach, a circus art performer, I suppose, or a physical artist, we'll call him as well, from an only performance in Athlone. Fantastic dude. We spoke about some of the benefits of gymnastics, be it on a general fitness level and also on a rehab kind of a level. He talked about his own particular coaching style and the ability to change style depending on who's in the room and who needs to be spoken to in a certain way. And he threw a lovely quote from a Blind Boy Boat Club. Effective communication is communication of the language of the receiver. A really, really nice little touch there from his recent book and stuff. And that's a big, big part of it, just trying to improve on our language, to make sure that we can actually work with each individual person on a very, very good, strong level, and make sure we can understand where they want to go and help them understand themselves. And then we can make huge progress from there. Once we implement a lot of those ideas, he spoke about the steer wheel and some really, really cool parts about his own aerial work and some of the massive projects he's working with soon. So really, really interesting stuff there. Moving on to Mark Cleary. Mark's a dude I know for a while now. Mark is would have worked with Connick before a little bit. Is currently an SNC coach at the University of Virginia. Football, NCAA football team, which is fantastic, American football team. We spoke about a little bit more technical details. He spoke about the use of alternate power movements, and how valuable the use of speed squats or medicine ball work or whatever it is so much more time efficient, depending on the team you're working with. As well as speed mechanics and lifting supports, making sure that they can the use of those alternate power movements is so much more time efficient than Olympic weightlifting or some hang cleans or whatever it is. And it's just making sure that there can be a really dialed in approach to what's necessary for the team to make those players really, really good. There's a lot more velocity based type training. He spoke about sprint mechanics. He spoke about their five-tier system of implementing the quality of movements as much as possible. He spoke about edge work, which kind of brings it towards the kind of marginal gains type of a conversation that we had as well, which is depending on the sport, but it was really, really interesting to chat about. Mark's a really, really interesting conversation there. Then had the pleasure of speaking to John Singleton, John Christian Singleton, from the program. John would have worked with Sarah Sigmund's daughter, from Annie Thor's daughter, etc., from the CrossFit world over the last number of years. Some huge, huge high level athletes. I'm currently working with an awful lot more of the younger and teenage CrossFit Games athletes, and doing a huge amount of good quality work with them. John's an osteopath and fantastic person to chat to about this kind of stuff. He spoke about the value of one-to-one coaching and the identification of essential factors in teenage strength and conditioning development, making sure that you can really identify what their their needs are on a one-to-one basis. When it comes towards general fitness level, our general fitness population, we spoke about the importance of compliance, the benefit of just kind of really understanding the movements and understanding the quality of movement needed, and also then making sure that they can actually really enjoy it. So compliance will come via those kind of things, the understanding the benefits that they would get from the activity, the regular person would, and then also the actual enjoyment from it. And that's where you really build the compliance as much as possible. Identification of some kind of key points of certain timelines of upskilling. If you are in a competitive mentality in CrossFit, be it from the open to regionals or regionals to games, spoke about improving some of the upskilling positions on those. Also spoke about individual recovery protocols and how specific they can be and how individual they also can be, some of his own recommendations. And then if you want to actually start looking at working with a little more high-level athletes, start looking at some of your actual progressive athletes in your own gym and maybe identify them and try and work with them a little bit more and try and build that little bit of a higher caliber mentality towards some of this stuff. And then so that a fantastic conversation. The last couple are huge. Fantastic conversation with a friend of mine, Gavin Hennigan. Gavin's an extreme explorer. Would be gavinhennigan.com. He's got a huge story. Would have rode the Atlantic solo, done the Yukon, Arctic ultras. He's a saturation diver. He's a surfer. He's a huge piece of work, and has a huge interesting backstory. But some of the stuff we spoke about with him would be more about self-coaching, and rather than just coaching other people, he spoke at length, and we spoke at length for a good hour and a half odd about self-coaching and different elements of this and some of his experiences. Some of the basic kind of takeaway points, the best way to do it is just listen in a few different chunks. It's the best way to work it. Was everybody can be your teacher. We can have teachers from every different area. He equates self-coaching to just a really, really good, strong awareness of self, and really trying to build a really good, well, awareness of self, and that will help coach you, help you coach yourself quite well. Spoke about making some very, very simple choices, that will ensure that you can make distinct action steps from there. So if you make quite a simple choice of doing, say you quit your job, or say you buy a particular thing, or you go to a certain place, no matter what happens, certain things will line up in that direction for you. But you don't need to make that choice of at the start to begin. He always looks at the mentality of the conditions are perfect for you at the moment, and having that mentality that things are going in the right direction and can go in the right direction, and you have to just start with that positive mentality, because if you start with a negative mentality, it's not going to grow, it's not going to build. So thinking of that kind of mentality as much as possible is a huge help in making big progress. Spoke about the concept of flow and some of his thoughts on that. Spoke about the identification of security thoughts, and spoke about being a light Buddhist, and talk about the concept of grasping and attachment, and some of those really, really material ideas, and ways of reorienting yourself away from them, into a better lifestyle. Then spoke about the actual value of logistic coaching rather than motivational coaching. So rather than just somebody cheerleading you, actually getting someone, like we spoke about in some of the earlier episodes, the actual logistics of changing your lifestyle, changing your training, changing your nutrition, changing your, or if it's a particular big event you need, then it's the logistics of organizing that event. That's the kind of coaching that's really, really helpful when it comes to self-coaching. Spoke then about inertia bringing opportunities and giving you an opportunity to make real progress. Spoke about stop listening to yourself and start talking to yourself in a purposeful way. Spoke about being really process oriented and just making really good decisions on a regular basis, and just small compounding effect all the time. And really keeping an eye on what you do when nobody is looking, and those are those pieces of your day being the building blocks to your success. Spoke about how most people are ruled by fear, and how to improve on your self-talk so that you can get out of that fear in a very, very good, strong way and a consistent way. And then up to now. So the most recent one, I would have spoken with Adi Kaju works, she's the founder of a company called Working Against Gravity, which is a nutrition coaching company, a nutrition and training company, a coaching company based in the States. And she works with some of the highest level CrossFit Games athletes there are. Tia Claire Toomey, Cara Webb, Cole Sager, Cody Anderson, Brooke Entz, who was just recently in the Justice League movies, huge numbers of different people, as well as some really, really high level weightlifting athletes, Jessica Lucero, Christian Lucero, a few different people like that, and Amy Anaya and Greg Everett and things like that. So really, really fantastic people. She spoke about how she is currently working on building her business from a kind of an overseeing viewpoint. She's trying to manage her business as much as possible and really find out some and build a framework for finding the best directions to bring her company in so that they can really help as many people as possible. She spoke about the ability to and our ability to be professionals at our own lives and really try and make sure that we can have a strong professional mentality towards our own lives so that we can actually really do a similar type of things as professional athletes would do and really make big progress and have very, very strong values like they would. She spoke about the smart use of short-term challenges and the benefits of journaling any of those challenges. So even if it's a case of you drop sugar for it or you do a yoga challenge or whatever it is, just make sure that you can journal it and review it and actually take some meaning from it and take some takeaway points rather than just going through it for the sake of it. Being very cognizant of your habits and of the habits of your clients and just seeing where you can make good progress with some of those small kind of low-lying fruits. She spoke about the value of one-to-one working with people and the value of speed of scaling up and the value of feedback whenever you're dealing with any of your clients. Spoke about the short-term activities, which could be really, really accessible if you are a small company or a small facility or person or a small business at the moment, that when your company gets bigger may not be very logistically available, but while you have a chance, there's no harm in getting stuck into some of those really, really good one-to-one based type of situations. Spoke about the value of having loads of different coaches, be it a nutrition coach, be it an S&T coach, be it general mentors throughout, and building a really, really strong environment and team to help you build your business and help you build your coaching. And then also just on a kind of final point, really just being conscious of the timing of intervention with anybody and being very cognizant that both people will have big parts to or big pieces of the puzzle to bring to the table in the interaction, and both people, be it yourself as the coach or the person who is undergoing some challenging, be it fitness stuff or nutrition stuff, whatever it is, both will have some expertise to bring to the table And then it's just a case of meshing those together and marrying them really well so that you can both bring good progress and positivity to the relationship. And she spoke about the mentality towards just really having fun with working with your clients and trying to really get into their lives and have an adjustment if need be on their goals as quick as they need to. So just being really, really cognizant of that. So that was fantastic to chat to Addie. That at the moment, folks, is where we're at. So we're on 23 on the old episodes. The next few people that I have coming up are going to be really, really good fun. I've got some really great people lined up. The best thing to do is probably just like that, slow this audio down a bit or speed it up a bit if you want to go to different parts. Hopefully it's helped you keep a little bit of a review on the year, but it's been a fantastic time that I've had so far for with the podcast. I just wanted to let everybody know that I'm really, really appreciative of all of the support that you guys have given, every one of the downloads, any comments or anything like that. It's been really, really appreciative. I want to say huge thanks to all of the guests I've had on. They've been fantastic with their time and they've had really, really great insights into how to coach better. And I know I've learned a huge, huge amount, and every time I listen back to it, I learn something new. So that's been a huge, huge thing. For the moment though, folks, I think we're gonna leave it at that. Hopefully back very, very soon. I hope you all have enjoyed the show up to now, and I look forward to hopefully helping you guys out, and we'll chat a little bit more about Humble Coaching in the next while. Hope you all have a very happy new year, and a very prosperous 2018, and I'm gonna leave you to it, guys. So thank you very much, folks, and we'll chat to you on episode 25. Boom.